This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This hour from townhall.com, I'm Patrick Foss. Miami's large Cuban-American community is mostly celebrating the death of Fidel Castro. Florida Senator Marco Rubio says Castro's death alone will not bring change to Cuba.
While the dictator is dead, the dictatorship isn't. I mean, the system of government in Cuba remains a dictatorship. There was a transition in that country almost a decade ago, and that hasn't changed. The Castro regime is in full control of the island.
Even when it comes to the passing of a dictator, major differences are coming to the surface between President Obama and President-elect Donald Trump.
Word of Fidel Castro's death has brought a somber announcement in Cuba, but a very different response in Miami's Little Havana neighborhood, where people turned out to honk their car horns and cheer in the streets. In Washington, President Obama consoled Cubans mourning Castro's passing, saying they have what he called a friend and partner in America. Donald Trump described Castro as a brutal dictator who leaves behind a legacy of, quote, firing squads, theft, unimaginable suffering, poverty, and the denial of fundamental human rights. Bob Agnew reporting.
Iraqi military and hospital officials say mortar rounds fired by Islamic State militants have killed 16 civilians in neighborhoods of Mosul already retaken by the troops. Civilians continue to stream out of the inner neighborhoods of the city to escape the fighting, making their way to camps for the displaced. In the weekly GOP address, Congressman Doug Collins says Thanksgiving is a time of renewal, especially following such an intense presidential campaign.
We have just been through a long and at times divisive campaign. Thanksgiving dinner discussions may be a little more spirited this year than in previous years, but we can be proud to live in a nation where we are free to voice our differences passionately.
All the evidence is showing fraud against Trump across the country, but his landslide was so big, he won. She's lately exposed that Al Gore was robbed. And you know what? I didn't like Al Gore, but I went with that because the evidence was there. I covered it. Al Gore got robbed. I don't know who'd be worse, though, him or Bush. The point is, the facts are the facts. They tried to steal it from Trump. Now, Trump doesn't want to sound like he's a sore winner and come out and say that, but I said weeks ago he better do it because they're blaming him when she's only doing – he called it a scam to raise money, and that's part of it. No, it's a scam from Democratic Party donors to make Trump look illegitimate to cause a civil war in this country, and I said that last week. I said that Monday and Tuesday before I went to Thanksgiving, and now Fox News is saying that. And again, I make that point because we're the trailblazers here. We'll say things that are obvious before other people will because they want to go along with the establishment narrative. They think that's how they get ahead. Now, that said, Roger Stone's going to be popping in the second hour, and I'm not going to get into all the inside baseball, but believe me, it's very interesting. I'll just leave it at that. But somebody has spent quite a bit of time with El Presidente. But we're going to get into the recount, Mitt Romney, what's really going on. I've talked to him hours the last few days. This is going to be important in the second hour, former head of Trump's campaign. And kind of that wild card that Trump keeps under the table. Pun intended. Now, that said, quite frankly, all that news pales with what I'm going to come back with on the other side. We're one of the first groups in the WikiLeaks back in early November, the first few days of November, to expose the Satanism and the occult and the code words for pedophilia. These are admitted law enforcement code words that were being used in the emails. Did people accidentally use these? Did somebody in the administration set folks up and say, use these code words for something else? And they're talking about something else? I mean, that might be it. I'm not making excuses for it. But this is a real radio broadcast with over 230 affiliates, way bigger than the BBC online, according to Quantcast and other major rating services. I'm just not going to go on the air like some Reddit poster can do. I'm not bashing Reddit posters, but and just say this person is a pedophile or this person rapes children. So I've seen this criticism that we're not covering Pizzagate enough, even though we covered it every day. But that's how little people on the internet just feel big. They just say, Jones never exposed the Federal Reserve's private. Now, I'll say this. I went back and looked at it more because it's so sickening. I don't like to even hardly look into it, and I've been busy with other big news. But it is big, and we got big breaking news on Pizzagate, so stay with us.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Old November is long in the tooth. It is the 27th day of November, 2016. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Thank you for joining us on this live Sunday edition. I'll be back tomorrow, Lord willing, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time with the weekday broadcast. That's 12 noon to 4 p.m. Eastern. You can find the free apps with video feeds and more at Infowars.com/app. We also have a paid app for exclusive videos, commentary, analysis, and more. You'll also find it at Infowars.com/app on your Droids and iPhones. We also have the 6-7-year-old iPhone app that's still super popular, over 2.5 million downloads, that just has a news feed and audio of the show. It's an oldie but a goodie and very popular. That's at Infowars.com/show, where you'll find the free video feeds, audio feeds, and more. That way, if you're listening to us on a local AM or FM station in your area, don't just spread the word to locals, which is very important in this fight against the globalists, but also call your friends, your neighbors, your family, people in other cities, other states, and say, listen to Infowars.com. It's got Hillary and the globalists and the entire establishment hopping mad against it. Find out why they're trying to openly censor it at Infowars.com/show. All right, let me tell you what's coming up today. There is a lot. We have the Democrats organized with Hillary trying to overturn the election of Donald J. Trump. I don't like to say, see, I told you so, but when I left Tuesday, at the end of the show, I said repeatedly, this is real. This is a real threat. The Democrats are behind it. George Soros is behind it. They're going to try to overthrow the electors. We won't know till December 19th or the 20th if they're able to do it. And the electors who represent the voters of those states and who go then to vote in the Electoral College, they are being death threatened, and I mean, you think juries in gangster trials get messed with? They are getting jacked with just huge. I've got mainstream news reporting this all over the country, so that's happening. So you think it's Byzantine with the primaries and the delegates and superdelegates in both parties? You think those rules are twisted like a barrel of snakes? Wait till you get into the Electoral College and what's happening with the electors being death threatened and physically attacked and guns pointed at them, you name it. I mean, this is a soft civil war going on between the dupes of the globalists and the people that are somewhat awake fighting for a future where at least we have fair trade deals, not one-sided screw jobs that enrich the globalists. So we're going to break all this down today. We're now learning more that Obama and the Trump folks have confirmed this. So has the Hillary folks called Hillary that night at 1:30 Eastern. That's 12:30 Central. They still didn't announce for over an hour and said, this is embarrassing. You're supposed to go out and concede. And then Hillary had to be sedated. She threw a big fit and went crazy. So the Obama folks coming out and telling The Hill and Bloomberg this confirms what we already knew from our sources. So that's triple confirmed now. And she went into a total tizzy because she knows Obama controlled at that time, still for another 54 days, the Justice Department, the FBI, you name it. And he was saying, look, I'm not going to stand by you if you try to contest this and have a civil war at this point. So Obama basically flushed Hillary at that point. She attacked Podesta. She reportedly attacked others, had to be sedated, and then rolled out the next day looking completely drugged out of her mind for just a few minutes, and then disappeared for about a week and a half, and then popped back up looking like she'd aged 15 years, completely mentally ill. So we've got that to get into. We've got Trump to pressure foreign leaders to probe Clinton Foundation. That's on InfoWars.com. I was told this on Thanksgiving by one of our sources that, let's just say, is extremely close to the president. And look, the Clintons have figured this out, so I can say this now. I was told this a few weeks ago, and I was told this again a few days ago. What was Tuesday? That was Thanksgiving. So like 4 days ago, I was told that, hey, of course Trump's not going to go after Hillary. That's not a president's job. It'll be his AG. So what we had already been surmising is clearly the plan. And I was also told there's more than one way to skin a cat. Now, I didn't so much want to come out and shoot a video about this because it hadn't broken yet, and I almost don't want the other side to know this, even though I think they're smart enough to know Trump's playing possum with them. That's why they're trying to overthrow his election. That's why they've got death threats. The electors are being death threatened. All hell is breaking loose while so many libertarians and constitutionalists and conservatives and nationalists and folks that just want a free market system, while we're all celebrating, folks, we're far from out of the woods, as I kept saying for the last 2 weeks. And I've now confirmed it. Now, the New York Post came out today with the big headline. They've talked to the insiders as well. And that indeed, he is going to push for foreign governments to release the information on the foundation, just like we pressure the Swiss, it's all legal and lawful, to release info on Americans here that are doing illegal stuff or have illegal Swiss bank accounts or questionable accounts. You know, the Obamas did that some. He's going to legally and lawfully do that, and that will destroy them because there's reportedly tens of millions. You don't think she sold out the whole world just for a couple hundred million, do you? So Trump to pressure foreign leaders to probe Clinton Foundation. And notice this is all coming out now because Hillary reneged on her deal. There was word that the word came down, you're going to be left alone as long as you behave, because it'll be too embarrassing for the country, but you got to step down and shut up now, or you know what else is about to come out in the WikiLeaks. Hillary didn't do it, folks. And I'm not saying that these behind-the-scenes conversations, it's like at 2:30 in the morning Central, 3:30 in the morning Eastern, when Trump finally walked out, said, sorry, folks, sorry I've been having to wait. It's been really complicated behind the scenes. It was Trump, Obama, Hillary, I mean, major deals going on. Major deals. Notice right around that time, or about a week and a half before Assange disappeared, he's never been seen or heard from since, except in one phone call that sounds fake. So to say we're living in the middle of a spy thriller is a joke. This is like a spy killer to the power of 10. This is over-the-top crazy town. That's all coming up in the second hour as well. Trump administration will pressure foreign states. Clinton. Trump administration will pressure foreign states to probe Clinton Foundation. Another article. Trump supporters target George Soros over protests. So that's USA Today, New York Post, InfoWars.com. It's all up on InfoWars.com right now. So we've got that. Then we've got a really important stack of news that deals with the latest salvos to censor free speech. They're never going to claim they're censoring or shutting down real journalists. No, 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 no. They're going to decide what real journalism is. And then now that the UN International Consortium has taken over the Internet, now this can be implemented and basically directed from The Hague. So we've got stacks of news from the New York Times, the Washington Post, RT, you name it, openly announcing, including InfoWars.com, Drudge has been now added to the list. the most influential news portal in the world, hands down, breaking more stories than probably any other news institution out there of global import. They're now announcing Drudge is fake. Shut it down. In fact, the new media blacklist calls it Russian propaganda. Isn't that a joke? So, guess who put the new list out? The Washington Post, owned by Mr. Bezos, a Democratic Party operative. But it gets worse. Guess where the list came from? They're fencing it, because they know they can get sued for torturous interference for this, to an unknown website, and no one knows who owns it. So this professor backs down after a week of her fake list out there. Of course, the Onion isn't on it. We are. Because we're so hardcore and so effective. That disappears. They take that down because it's such a fraud. And then now some imaginary group, one of them put their name on it, is the new media chief. Can you say Southern Poverty Law Center? Can you say George Soros? So just some group, we don't know who, has a website, and they just tell you what reality is. Now, you don't trust yourself. Don't do your own research. They're going to tell you. So that's coming up. But first, when we return, remember all the devil worship stuff that came out? All the bizarre blood drinking and weirdness in the Podesta emails and the spirit cooking? Well, now it's exploded the last few weeks into Pizzagate, and there's shocking new developments straight ahead.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
What's it going to take? Another news story? You've heard about Infidel body armor for years. You know you should have a set. So should your wife. Things aren't getting better. They're getting worse. Thousands already wear Infidel body armor. Now get yours. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and check out today's specials. We make armor easy to understand and easy to purchase. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, so this video was on the nightly news on Thanksgiving. John Baum, one of our investigative journalists, put it together. It's 5 minutes long. I'm going to air it in about 4 minutes. And the headline is, Pizzagate is real. The only question is, exactly what is it? But something with codes is going on. Now, the New York Times and the Washington Post and every other major publication in the last few days has done stories basically saying, oh, it's part of the Russian propaganda fake news, claiming that there's all these code words in the Podesta emails. Well, if you go back to the first days of November, it was all over the news. The weird satanic rituals and stuff like, we'll have the kids for your entertainment, ages 6, 7, and 8, in the hot tub waiting, and Obama wants $60,000-plus worth of hot dogs, and they're getting delivered. And then you go to law enforcement sex code documents, they're using all the key codes. The codes for kids, the codes for men, the codes for women, the codes for black people, the codes for Latinas. I mean, it's all there, folks. Right out of FBI source manuals. And so we're one of the first groups to cover it. I just said, could this be code for drug dealing? Could this be code for something else? I don't know. It's so horrible that I just said, what is this? It's like photos of kids at parties with images of people bleeding to death, with women in satanic outfits drinking blood. And then, you know, Podesta says, I'll see you at the spirit cooking dinner. And it's the most dark form of black magic that Aleister Crowley was involved in. So we covered it. And then every few days, we've had reporters cover it, and new reports. I've talked about it. And I saw this meme, you know, Alex Jones isn't covering this. And I thought, you know, that really was a big area, thousands of emails. Where did that go? So I went back the last few days and looked at it and found out John Baum had done a report I missed. And it was just so horrifying. I'm just like, I don't see how you see anything else watching this. For radio listeners, you'll hear it and say, okay, that sounds pretty bad. But when you look at the logos from law enforcement manuals on how pedophiles traffic kids, the codes they use, and you see the very images on businesses connected to Podesta, and then you read Washington Post articles where the Podestas are talking about how they love to photograph the naked kids in their neighborhood, and then as soon as we report it, the Washington Post pulls the article the next day from like 7 years ago. And then they just say, oh, it's fake news. Don't listen to it. Listen, I don't know what this is. It's like you're driving along in the country and you see some rotting dead animal in the ditch. You go, is that a cow? Is that a horse? There's like maggots all over it. It's something big. It's something dead. It's something stinks really bad. So fearing yet another witch hunt, Reddit bans it. And so I went to see about Reddit was censoring and found Alex Jones was in there. Alex Jones won't cover this either. Well, no, I'll cover it responsibly because there's thousands of these emails. Some of them may be innocuous. I'm sure some of the folks are innocent. Or did they give them code words to use for politics, knowing it was a setup? I'm not giving them a way out. I'm just saying, man, when you go on air and you point fingers at people and say they're trafficking kids, you better have your act together. Because, listen, we have due process in this country. I'm drawing major attention to this, but I'm not somebody on an email or anonymously commenting. We have, according to Quantcast and other major rating services, the biggest radio show in the world now. Hands down. Hands down. Infowars.com alone is 126 on the World Wide Web. Way bigger than BBC.com. Way bigger than NewYorkTimes.com. Only thing bigger is Drudge in news. Drudge. Now, that's a responsibility. Now, that said, I'm not responding to this to a few trolls say, hey, you're not covering it. We have covered it. We Drudge carried our big story about spirit cooking and the occult stuff. It was the biggest story on the web for 2 days. We had like 6 million readers on our website alone. Everyone else copied it. I can't even tell you how big it is. Trump asked me, how big's your audience? I said, I can't tell you, President-elect. Because, you know, maybe you have an article with 6 million readers, one of the biggest in a month, but everybody else copies it. We don't know, sir. You know, I'm going to keep talking until we come back to the next segment, because it'll take me some time to go over all this. The point is, this is so dangerous, so big, so important. We shouldn't half-ass this and then not get it right so people that are involved in whatever it is don't get in trouble. Because let me tell you something. I got caught up in the campaign. I get caught up in WikiLeaks and where's Assange. I get caught up in all these talk of wars and the economy and who is Trump going to appoint and trying to just get tax cuts for Americans. And so I kind of, you know, have my reporters covering Pizzagate, and I've mentioned it some. But, you know, quite frankly, I just instinctively shy away from stuff like this. I'll be watching, you know, TV and flip through the channels. We'll have some special on pedophiles, and I just keep flipping. Or Jeffrey Dahmer, man, I'm not into this stuff. But, yes, I have a responsibility to cover it, and, yes, it's important. And, yes, quite frankly, now that I've looked into more of the HUMET indigenous research of just millions of people, it's horrible. And I couldn't sleep last night, and, you know, people want me to look into it. I may just have to take off a week and just only research this and actually go to where these places are and stuff. In fact, I'm looking at getting on a plane. I just like Bohemian Grove and stuff. I can't just say something and not see it for myself. They go to these pizza places. There's, like, satanic art everywhere. There's art of these people where they're shoving children into women's vaginas. I can't even say this stuff on air. I mean, you know, something's going. And then they have rock bands that come play there that talk about their preference being kids and stuff. I like spent 5 hours yesterday looking at this, and I feel dirty right now. I mean, I feel spiritually raped. And I'm not bitching and I'm not complaining, but I just can't do this hard anymore, okay? I just cannot continue to look at Hillary and these people all the time. I just can't do it, okay? You know, they say cops get screwed up for months when they find a cellar full of dead kids or, you know, come in and they see a dead toddler, you know, that snorted a bunch of cocaine. I've got a friend who's an EMT, and he did it for like 8 years. He finally had to quit because it was just like the sixth or seventh dead kid you see, you know, you want to kill their parents, you know? A pit bull kills somebody's three-year-old. You go to the house, there's a freaking dead kid. You want to kill the people. That's why I couldn't have that job. I get it. I look at this stuff, and I can't handle it. I want to buy airplane tickets. So, but get this through your damn head. I'm not covering any of this up. I never cover anything up. There's just so much evil. I'm not trying to drink Lake Superior through a frickin' pixie straw. And listen, I can't do it anymore. And then I start thinking before the show, you know, I'm not even doing this justice. There are thousands of mainstream news articles in England with Jimmy Savile and the royal family and little kids they dig up on their estates and his torture dungeons and him raping dead bodies of kids and slitting throats of kids in front of the prime minister and devil worship. And they say it's national security in the UK and they can't even go there because it's so big. And then the Catholic Church and then Boys Town and then Penn State, Jerry Sandusky raping little kids in the field house on Tuesday morning, Saturday morning, Sunday afternoons. Field houses, when I played high school ball, were like airports during the day. A frickin' college field house, I've been in one once, was incredibly busy during the week. I had friends that played at UT that I went to high school with. And later they went to UT and they invited me to see the field house once. It was just the same thing. Let me tell you, he ran a foundation that was supplying kids to a whole bunch of people. And I just don't get it. I mean, I don't get it, but I get it. They're vampires that want to feed on the energy of kids. Is everybody in these thousands of emails guilty? No. That's why I try to read these thousands of emails, and it's so sick. Oh, I love the sauce on the hot dogs. Oh, God, yes. Obama wants $60,000+ in hot dogs delivered right now. That's a lot of hot dogs. Oh, these are good hot dogs. I'm craving sucking on hot dogs. It's like, what the hell? We're selling a product, DNA Force, that is the very best nutraceutical that we can produce. Dr. Grip, you took years for you to develop DNA Force for us.
It's been something that I've been working on for a long time, Alex, because I think it's very, very important. What the aging process is when the cell replicates, we lose a little bit of our telomeres. Telomeres are the little cups on the end of our chromosomes.
And when it runs out, you start dying.
We chose the PQQ because it has over 175 different clinical trials. It's one of the most effective substances in the world. It works like an antioxidant. It works to repair nerve growth factor.
So this is a formula to deliver the maximum amount. It's in powder form.
We have so many five-star reviews. I take this. This is the product that I take.
InfoWarsLife.com and the profit we make. We fight the globals. We fight the New World Order.
Secure your DNA force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements, as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
The answer to 1984.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
If you want to understand the globalists, think of people that have no soul and enjoy hurting innocents and sucking life force out of it. That's what all the wives tell, all the old legends tell us about evil people, is they go after our children. And the history shows that every major elite in history, once it became corrupt, set up a priesthood that sacrificed children to dark gods. And that is still going on today. Now, I want to be clear. Not everybody in the WikiLeaks is involved in this, clearly. You have to go investigate it for yourself. But I will warn you, this story that's been the biggest thing on the Internet for several weeks, Pizzagate, as it's called, is a rabbit hole that is horrifying to go down. Now, if you're a radio listener, this is a powerful video, but I've had it reposted because, again, he finished it, I guess, on Wednesday. It went out Thursday on the nightly news that was taped the day before. This is on Infowars.com. Pizzagate is real. The only question is, what exactly is it? Because I'd said, man, I hope this is drug dealing code word or something, or, you know, maybe they got the wrong manual, because this is the FBI says this is pedophilia manuals. Now, these are the terms they use, and then here's the New York Times. Fake news onslaught targets pizzeria as nest of child traffickers. Hey, I don't know why the pizzeria and the one down the street have symbols of the FBI dossier. I don't know why there's devil worship art on the walls. I don't know why it's connected to Bethesda. I don't know why they got rock singers there talking about, you know, meaning, you know, going after kids or whatever. This is what's going on, though. And so maybe it's just some genre they picked up. They don't know what they're involved in. I'm not accusing them of anything. The little, I mean, it's not like they look like little piggy people or anything. It's not like they fit all the cliches or anything when you go to the... Just like nice people to me, but the point is that this is tied into Podesta with thousands of emails with, we're going to have the 6-year-old, the 7-year-old, and 8-year-old in the hot tub for your entertainment out at the ranch house. They can be a little persnickety, but they are also willing and enjoy it. Yeah, I mean, there's thousands of these. You're reading it going, what the hell is this? And you start reading it, there's thousands and thousands and thousands, and you know, you're reading something real bad. Oh, I'll see you at the feast tonight. Oh, we'll have lots of blood and semen. Oh, good. And then they had, like, Time Magazine worshiping this high priestess the week after we exposed her about it in news, all this PR, like, oh, we'll show them. They're attacking our high priestesses. We'll just put them in the news better. Like, we're all upstanding and out in the open and good people. Look, I've been careful about all this. This is Lawsuit City. I don't know what the hell's going on with these people. I know straight-up devil worship when I see it and find quotes of her saying it's real when she does it privately, including her Ask Me Anything Reddit accounts. I mean, I know real Baphomet worship when I see it, but thousands of emails? I'm not ready to accuse though, these people of this. It's up to you to research it for yourself, but you've got to go to Infowars.com and actually see the photos and videos inside these places. You've got to see their menus. You've got to see it all, ladies and gentlemen, and then you've got to see the FBI law enforcement manuals showing the code words that are used. And by the way, I didn't just believe this. I went to the FBI site, and I went and looked it all up, and people asked, well, why weren't you on this earlier? We were on it from the beginning. We've been on it the last couple weeks since the election, but we're fighting on hundreds of fronts here. Let's go ahead and go to the report. Pizzagate is real. The question is, how real is it? What is it? Something's going on. Something's being covered up. It needs to be investigated. If you just call it fake news, these are real WikiLeaks. This is real stuff going on. Here it is.
A warning to viewers, the following images are disturbing. This all began after WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange released hundreds of thousands of secret documents detailing a backstabbing Clinton Foundation, but it now appears the real truth Assange was leading us to was hidden between the blurred lines of Hillary Clinton's campaign manager John Podesta's released emails. Fast forward past John Podesta's brother Tony's casual email exchange with Thelemic spirit cooking adherent Marina Abramovic. The Rosetta Stone was needed next, a verification that high-level Washington, D.C. predatory pedophiles were using a code to communicate child sex trafficking as casually as ordering a pizza. An FBI unclassified document from WikiLeaks revealed symbols and logos used by pedophiles to identify sexual preferences, to include those who sexually abuse children, as well as those who produce, distribute, and trade child pornography, are using various types of identification logos or symbols to recognize one another and distinguish their sexual preferences. Investigators should also be attentive to pedophilia symbols advertised on websites. During examinations of computer files, investigators should be conscious of subjects who try to conceal child pornography by labeling them with symbols instead of typical typical suggestive explicit names, thus the interest in code words. Now, clues. The menu from Comet Ping Pong. Notice the symbol of the ping pong paddles and its clever resemblance to the FBI document's symbol for child love. All right, hang on, New York Times. Before you declare this fake news from your ivory tower, now look at the symbol for Best of Pizza, just two doors down from Comet Ping Pong Pizza, boldly using the symbol for boy lover as was recorded on the unclassified FBI document. The evidence begins to reveal that Best of Pizza and Comet Ping Pong Pizza may be competing for the lucrative Washington, D.C. pedophile market right out in the open. Comet Ping Pong owner James Alefantis needs to explain himself, and so he did, via the Hillary Clinton colluding New York Times. But so many questions remain unanswered. Why was this said by the band Heavy Breathing performing in Comet Ping Pong?
He likes the world sounds.
And little boys.
And children.
I think I was his manager.
No.
Why is the artwork adorning Comet Ping Pong's walls at the very least so insanely creepy, especially for a family restaurant? Why is Alefantis so close to Tony Podesta as revealed in the WikiLeaks emails? And why does Mr. Podesta collect questionable artwork specializing in grotesque eroticism and pedophilic images, not to mention Podesta's dabbling in what appears to be cannibalistic rituals while continuing his old friendship with convicted pedophile Dennis Hastert? Why is this man wearing an I Love Children shirt in this situation? Why did you write hashtag murder next to this incredibly creepy photo you posted? Why do you find it amusing that this baby is for sale? Why do you associate with this artist? Why is any of this okay? And if these code words are eventually proven to be just another method of communication, then why did the Podesta emails mention the code word pasta for either little boy or sex 78 times, code word cheese for little girl 85 times? And what does Podesta's friend Herb mean by this statement from a Podesta email? P.S. Do you think I'll do better playing dominoes on cheese than on pasta? According to the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children and the FBI, 460,699 children went missing in 2015 that we know of. Mr. Alefantis, this isn't a witch hunt, and it isn't an attack from fake news that your boyfriend David Brock, founder of Media Matters, would have us all ignore. Either you are the unlucky victim of a fake news onslaught due to your own poorly initiated publicity, or a decades-old pedophile ring operating in the power-hoarding shadows of Washington, D.C. is about to be opened from your front door. John Bound for Infowars.com.
Trump won. Hillary stole five states, was ordered to stand down by the intelligence agencies, or everything else is going to come out on this. If you're a radio listener, you're lucky. You didn't actually see the video. The art they tweet and Facebook is of children being murdered, cut in pieces, and raped by men with giant genitalia. So, oh, yeah. So, I don't know anymore. But that's what they're pushing. It's what they got hanging up in there, and it's what they're doing. And I can't go out there and investigate it myself. We've had reporters on that have been there. They say it's really creepy because I don't have the self-control to be around these type of people. So, you want us to cover Pizzagate? We have covered it. We are covering it. And all I know is, God help us, we're in the hands of pure evil. We'll be right back. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com.
Introducing Vitamin Mineral Fusion from InfoWarsLife.com. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. The all-new Vitamin Mineral Fusion drink mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. But I am most proud of the product we're now launching today with its unique delivery system.
system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects. This formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, Julian Assange has disappeared. Other than one interview doesn't sound like him over a telephone. They admit the embassy is basically holding him now criminally in a locked-up room and having prosecutors from Europe come and visit him. We've got that. We've got Fidel Castro dying. I haven't even gotten to that. There's so much happening. But you want to know about crazy. Matt, one of the great producers, was showing me the official Andrew Breitbart Twitter from 2011. I went and looked. Yeah, it's Andrew Breitbart, the pioneer journalist who Drudge helped launch. It's him. And it's a comment about Podesta being a world-class child trafficker. Now, I was shown this about an hour ago, 10 minutes before showtime. I hadn't got to it yet. Joe Biggs, look at this, just texted me how prong guru John Podesta isn't household name as world-class underage sex slave op cover defending unspeakable dregs escapes me. And of course, Breitbart was dead, and a year later, he said he had stuff coming out that would destroy forever. Obama. And the word we had was it was all the gay stuff out of Chicago. Hey, I'm all about people having free will with adults. My thing is you don't mess with kids, heterosexual, homosexual, I don't care. Keep your hands off. But we're going to retweet Andrew Breitbart's comment. Triple check, that's his verified account. It says it is. That is so wild. Yeah, I mean, the Podestas are so arrogant. Part of this is doing it publicly. One of his brothers that's heavily involved in D.C. put out an article about how they take naked photos of the neighborhood kids and have them hanging up around their house. And that was like 7-8 years ago. We covered that and the Washington Post pulled it. I mean, that's what I'm saying. This is so crazy. The point is, whoever that was, Andrew Breitbart, whoever that was 5 years ago. I want to segue into some other news now, obviously, but these are times that try folks' souls. I want to get into some fake news and how the mainstream media is the main purveyor of that in a moment, and then get into some of the other news. I had a Roger Stone joining us. Briefly, we're running Black Friday specials right through the weekend, and these are already great products at very low prices that everybody should want and use. Plus, even if they weren't great products, which they are, it's funding, the tip of the spear, that tells the truth like no other organization. I love people to say, hey, Alex, you shouldn't have sponsors. That's mainstream media and trolls. You shouldn't fund yourself. We have the funding of a small-town newspaper, and we are bigger than the BBC and the New York Times online. Look, go to quantcast.com. I'm not bragging. It's a fact. You're getting colloidal silver, silver bullet for $9.95. We get it from the national manufacturer that supplies Whole Foods that sells it for more than $20. When it's a sale, they sell it for $19.95. We sell it for $19.95 day in, day out. Silver bullet, our private label, 30 parts per million, the cleanest, purest out there. It's not yellow, folks. It's silver. That's when it's oxidized. It turns that weird yellow, meaning it wasn't done properly. This is pure, clear water. Ionized water with the colloidal silver. I had a sore throat a few days ago. Drank some of this. Worked great for me. The point is, InfoWarsLife.com, we're running specials right through tomorrow, and then it ends. The all-new Brain Force is back. It's 50% off the retail. Boom. So the specials just get better towards the end of a sale. We have free shipping that ends today with promo code FREE at checkout. That's just for folks actually tuned in. At checkout, add that. Sign up for auto ship, get additional 10% off on things that are perishable or that you use over and over again, like nutraceuticals, supplements, coffee, you name it. BioPCA. This sucker at $14.96, at $19.95, it's a game changer. At $29.95, it's a deal. Leading competitors have some of the same compounds in it, just one of the compounds. Now get ready for this, ladies and gentlemen, for $40-plus dollars. This has a whole bunch of great ingredients for $19.95, normally discounted, $14 right now. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, again, is the umbrella site. Take advantage of all of this Black Friday week free speech special, 30% off Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2, the good halogen. Go research about the iodine conspiracy, the federal government's own documents that they've added iodine in the Midwest, well, nationwide, but started in the Midwest from the 20s to the 70s because IQs were so low, goiter was so bad, thyroid problems were so huge, and IQs boosted up to 15% on average. Just Google thyroid added to salt, 15%. IQ increase, but most of the iodine on store shelves will kill you if you drink it. It's for topical. This is real iodine, not bound, not garbage, not chemical iodine, not from rotting seaweed, not from, this is from deep earth crystals. Nobody else has got this. We were searching for a true iodine to put out, and we got persecuted by enemies that found out our supplier and shut it down, and then just God dropped it in our lap, a deep earth source that we've had now for 4 years. What a blessing. No weapon formed against us will prosper. I want to thank you all for your support. Try Supermel Vitality. Try Anthroplex. Try X2. Let me tell you, game changer, get ready. So many other great products, huge discounts, free shipping. InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Okay, I have delved into Pizzagate. Thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands and there's thousands of emails. More than 30,000 just dealing with all this talk about, I can't wait for the succulent hot dogs. Obama wants 60,000 plus. Oh, my God, they're the best. Oh, we're going to have them in D.C. and in Hawaii. Oh, the hot dogs. Okay, Obama likes men and hot dogs. I mean, I'll say for positive thing, it looks like he's after adult men. That's legal and lawful. I mean, you know, and then Hillary wants this and all this crap. I mean, you cannot make this stuff up. You look at Wiener, who's involved in all this. I mean, what do you expect from these people? And it's like, what? We will have the children in the hot tub. One is six, one is seven, one is eight. Some can be persnickety, but they do enjoy themselves. You know, go read it for yourself. And then you see them having rock bands play, talking about, you know, stuff with kids, and then kids being, I can't even say it on air, folks. The video, we're going to tweet it out with Breitbart's statement on Infowars.com dealing with Pizzagate. We're going to tweet it out right now at Real Alex Jones on Twitter, and you just send it out. Send it out, because here's the deal. There's massive censorship on Reddit, on Twitter, on Facebook, everywhere. And I'm not just going to come out and say what all this is. They may just have, you know, symbols that look closely like symbols the FBI says is what traffickers have, and may just have images of naked kids on the walls, and may just be tweeting this stuff out and talking about torture and death of children, and then may just have rock bands that are talking about, you know, your preference as children, because it's just an accident. Probably is. I'm sure that's all that's going on here. See, I start down this line. I can't stop, see? What's Ben Grimm say? It's clobbering time. My instinct is, see, I'm not a killer. But when people mess with kids, it flips switches. Really scary switches. And I've been doing this too long. I've seen too much. And I'm done for now talking about this because I can't stand it once I start looking into it. You go look into it. You're the human. You're the individuals. You're the listeners. Just go out and do it. Just my crew will cover it, but I just, you know, it gets to me. I already know all this stuff. I'm telling you for years they're a bunch of devil worshippers. I don't know how some people can bitch at me when I'm the progenitor of exposing what they're into. How could some general who's won hundreds of wars for everybody be bad because I'm not just constantly obsessing on something that I quite frankly can't mentally deal with? Now, let's get into the other news here. Coming up, fake news onslaught targets pizzeria as nest of child traffickers, New York Times. Oh. Fearing yet another witch hunt, Reddit bans Pizzagate, Washington Post. Pizzagate shows how fake news hurts real people. Yeah, I'm sure you may insert in the email somebody who's innocent and wasn't involved. That's not our issue. The point is, this got hacked by intelligence agencies to warn the world. The NYPD has told me directly and through sources that it's horrible child trafficking. I don't know about Pizzagate in some other town. All I know is there's some stuff going on. Will they red herring some innocent group? Maybe. That's why we got to be careful. A fake conspiracy for our fevered age, Bloomberg. The same guy that says he doesn't want our guns. Is there any real evidence for Pizzagate? Reddit CEO fans conspiracy theory flames by banning discussion of it. Yeah, shouldn't do that. I don't know, thousands of emails talking about code words and stuff that the FBI issues and says are code words for pedophilia. But let's get into this right now. Here's what's really important. EU censoring free speech with fake news claims, says IFJ. We have some nebulous unnamed group that has come out. The Washington Post has now put out a new fake list. And you go to the website, it won't even say who it is, listing drudgereport.com, infowars.com is fake. And the International Federation of Journalists, very respected, has come out and said this is a way to stifle journalism. This is a fraud. And a lot of the sites listed, they're saying have done a lot of great work. Yeah, exactly. You let bad sites, good sites be there. We all know the Washington Post is fake news. CNN's fake news. And so I love how the fake news is saying we're fake news. And they're specifically crapping themselves over Pizzagate. And their answer is to say it's all fake. No, WikiLeaks released this. This is in there.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4939. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4939. That's 1-800-656-4939. 1-800-656-4939.